Well, I'm with Katie Holton, who is in the Irish Pavilion at Scuola di San Pasquale. You have both downstairs and upstairs. The opening actually took over the spaces, and there was no distinction between the ceremony of the opening and the actual formalities of your exhibition. And in the square outside also there was a kind of a festival where there was no division between festival and ordinary life. We're sitting up here and there's a table with a great deal of evidence of a sort of interaction, let's say, between you and other people. If we could start by just talking about the nature of your practice, which is characterized in one sense by the fact that we have spaces here, but we're not coming and looking at artifacts here. We're looking at some evidence of a process.
Yeah. It's nice meeting people who are wandering around the Biennale in the heat, saying that they quite enjoyed the lack of spectacle when they arrived at the Irish Pavilion. Because the Scuola di San Pasquale, it's one separate building, and like you said, I'm using the upstairs and the downstairs, so I'm using the entire space. And throughout the year, it's used as a meeting place where ceremonies happen and bands perform, and it's quite social. I just, on my research trips, kind of became completely involved in that and took over the space in the same sense of fun and how it's used, and just worked with the local people that I was meeting here, because I've been living here for since April full-time, and then I've been making trips before that as well. I have to go away and work on other projects, but I'll be coming back to carry on the different events that have been kind of programmed with people that I've been meeting. Like last Friday, there was Marco Mancazola, a local writer, did a reading of a new short story, and we had a DJ doing some music, and a local photographer was showing projections of slides. So the whole space is basically a facility that people I meet, and friends and colleagues, kind of the word is spreading, so people know that the space is here, and people who are interested in meeting me or just using the space and doing stuff, you know, it's there and available. So the documentary that's playing here on the stage is by Marco Sagata, the local documentary filmmaker. So it's called, I can't pronounce the Italian version, but What Civilization of Work? And there's a referendum this Sunday. This piece is basically a documentary about the migrant workers in the Veneto.
You said that you've been living here since April and you interact with people in this context, in this vicinity. But is living here and that sort of level of interaction, is that part of your work, your practice?
Yeah. Well, to a certain extent, because my work has always been, like, I graduated in 98, and even before I graduated, I've always been travelling, meeting people. It's quite social, really, because I don't have a base, I don't live anywhere. I'm just kind of moving around from spot to spot. I'm invited to go to places, or else, you know, things kind of happen and I end up in a situation. Maybe I'm there for 2 weeks. So something always comes out of it. A lot of it isn't planned. You know, I end up in New York through a project that's meant to be happening in Denver, and we start doing something in Pennsylvania, and it's literally through conversation that you might have in the pub with somebody, and you discover that you've got mutual interests in fishing, or, you know, something really strange. The way conversations kind of go round in circles, you start off talking about one thing and you go off on a tangent and you discover something completely different. And, you know, I'm really excited about people and the strange, bizarre interests that kind of occupy their time and their thoughts. I guess it's kind of like a harnessing of energies. So a lot of the events that have been happening here might have happened anyway, maybe in the Centro Sociale around the corner. They have bands playing, and occasionally, because there's quite a problem here in Venice with, you know, the police, and everything shuts down at 11 o'clock, you can't make noise. So these things could have happened, maybe. But I'm kind of maybe facilitating or allowing it to happen, or kind of pushing people, maybe.
We haven't spoken before now, actually, but when I saw your CV, I thought it was quite extraordinary the way that you didn't seem to me to have a kind of standard CV of one thing leading to another, to another, to another. It was so many pages, but it was to do with almost a kaleidoscope of things that had happened, which is an interesting way of, I suppose, responding to opportunities, but also responding to interactions. And that is a model of practice that is quite unusual.
From the beginning, I've always been interested in, literally, I think it comes down to conversation. I don't have the gift of the gab or anything, but I have this this love of just listening to people or hearing the stories that people have. You know, everybody's got a story to tell, or everybody's got something really bizarre. So it's just, it really comes down to that, and stuff just I don't work with the gallery, so I don't have that agenda. You know, I'm not sent off around the world to take part in all these biennales and things normally. So my work is really about just the people I meet and the places I end up.
The manifestation you have here in the Scuola, which is to do with the interactions that you're engaged with here in Venice, it's lots of notes, lots of videos, piles of paper on the floor, but no kind of celebratory artifact. People are not going to come here and see the object that you've made, and some people are sort of surprised and want that. How do you respond to that? It's not a criticism, it's an observation, but how do you respond to that?
Well, from the beginning, it was something that I was really aware of, because the first trip when I came over in October, spent quite a lot of time talking with Valerie Connor, the commissioner, about the whole question of spectacle, the Biennale, what people expect, what the Biennale is about, the opportunity and the stage that it provides. And simply because of the way I work, it didn't feel right for me to impose something in this building.
I've been engaged with these debates today at the Venice Agendas thing that Wimbledon puts on, and one thing that was raised is the issue of money here, and there's a very, very splendid yacht moored not far from here that sort of sailed in with the funding of American collectors. So clearly this Biennale is about a lot of money, which is about objects, I guess, and here we are with no objects.
Yeah. Well,
what do you think?
I think it's great. No, well, I know it can be quite disturbing, distressing for people. But what I am interested in was really just, you know, the opportunity to be in Venice, because it is such a strange, bizarre place to be here, to work in my own way with people here rather than producing one glitter ball or one final object. It's more of a, you know, an ongoing, larger object that maybe you can't see the whole, every side of it in one go. So you see maybe one video that's playing today, and last week there was a performance, and next week, 2 weeks, there's going to be, you know, another performance, and it goes on like this. So it's like a larger process.
I'd like to stand up with you now and walk over to one of the corners of this upper room of the church, and we're faced with a sort of table that traverses two corners of the edge of the church. On the left here we have a monitor, and on the left of that we have a pile of screwed up bits and pieces of paper. But on the desk we have like a nightmare scenario of an admin desk with paper everywhere. Most of us have this sort of desk, but this is a little bit wild. Tell us about this.
Yeah, well, this is where I've been working since I moved over. It's been like my studio space. And I don't normally work in a studio because I don't live anywhere. I don't usually have a space. But here I've had the luxury of having this huge Scuola. So I've ended up in this corner. So I've got my printer here. I had my laptop set up, hooked up to the monitor. So all the people, because I was meeting like a lot of people and having conversations both here in the Scuola and in different offices. Like the piece that's playing at the moment was in Carilla, which is like the research institute based at Academia Bridge.
There are people who kind of complain about Venice that it's all about the opening days with the buzz and so on that we've all experienced. Yeah. But in fact, Venice goes on till November.
That's right.
And what about your project here? Does that go on?
Yeah, well, this was something that I was really aware of. Like, I was at the press days last time in 2001. I was really aware that people, artists and gallerists and everyone, had really targeted those 3 days, the press days, when everybody's there. So events happen during the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then after that it's all dead. So if you happen to arrive 2 weeks later, you've missed everything. So this space is really, it's kind of nothing. You arrive in and it's like you've missed something, but it's all going to happen later and afterwards. I didn't have anything happening during the press days. There was a DJ playing during the opening, but that was more low-key. It was chill out. I was very aware that I didn't want to have some grand performance and try and tune into that, because I'm much more interested in the space where we are, like the St. Anthony Festival, the Festa di Sant'Antonio, that's happening outside in the school, that's happening all this week. So they've got the stage and the people for performing and events happening. So this is really a space where stuff is going to happen right up until the 2nd of November. To an extent, this is a platform for other artists or other people who aren't even involved in the visual arts to show or express work that they're doing. And mostly everybody who I have been talking with, they're either Venetian or they're locally based.
Should we go downstairs?
Yeah.
So now we're on the ground floor and it's a lot darker. We're looking at a whole series of desks that could be reminiscent of library desks, but you've constructed them, and there are chairs there. Tell me about what we see down here.
Basically, I've always thought of it as the reading room or the chill-out room. You come in out of the heat after walking for God knows how long to get here. It's, yeah, chill-out. So I've set up, there's a fridge with wine, water, something to eat. So people arrive, they can just sit down and catch their breath. And then I've set up these tables that have got bookcases, and there's a whole series of different papers, so each one's kind of dedicated or got a special theme, like water, love, guide, flying, weeds. So they all contain different material that I've kind of gathered from friends and colleagues, just people that I've been working on in other projects and in contact with at the moment. They're ongoing, so there's like about 8 are here at the moment, and then I'm working on about another 8 or 9 or 10. So by the end, by November, there's going to be like a large series which we're going to bind into a nice big fat book. For me, it really seems like the obvious thing to do, or the way to work with the building, in the whole context of the Biennale as well. I wanted Ireland to be like a retreat, and the word ombra was really forefront in my mind, the local Venetian word for shadow or shade, and also for a glass of nice red wine, cool red wine. I wanted a place where people could calm down and maybe take a step back from the Biennale and the madness and the craziness and the going from one space to the next, to be dazzled by, from, you know, this spectacle, the next spectacle.
Should we finish by just walking to the door of the Scuola
and seeing what's happening?
For you to describe what we see in front of us, with the children in the square and this music building. What is it? It's a festival, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, the Festa di Sant'Antonio. So it's, wow, the whole square is just full. There's all the local residents, kind of organised by the local residents. So these are people that I met way back last October. And I introduced myself and the project, what I was doing, and so the whole project kind of, we knew, like I've known for 10 months that this was going to happen, so we've kind of integrated ourselves quite well, I think, because the guys, there's little huts here where they're selling local wine.
For people who can't see this, obviously listening to the tape, describe what we're looking at.
Okay, well, there's little wooden huts. They look like Swiss chalets. And they've been basically constructing and setting up the whole little party atmosphere for the last week while we've been installing here. So there's little huts that are selling ice cream, local wine and beer. There's whole loads of benches and tables which are full. Everybody's sitting out, eating and drinking and having dinner. There's a tent in the far corner where the chefs with their big hats are serving up the local gastronomic, because this is a real typical Veneto experience that happens during June and July, where they serve up local specialities and all the women come out and cook. And then there's a big stage right in front of us where the band's warming up. So there's going to be lots of, you know, a big festa.
Okay, let's walk to the band and finish on that.